Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. This is Mr. B. And start off this new podcast, ROTPOD. I'm going to be checking out some electronics in a store. I'm not going to say. See if you guys can guess. Not. You can just hear about the electronics I see, the deals I see, and whatnot. Try and make it interesting as I can, but doing this just because sounds fun, and you never know, customer service might come help and talk a little bit more. So a little bit nervous, I don't know what to expect. It's different from being in the Rot Pod Studios and just the mic in front. This one will be walking around and checking out some stuff and talking tech, games, movies. So let's just see how it goes. All right, let's see. Let's check this out. A Samsung 75-inch 4K ultra-high definition LCD. 75 inches. It's big. Big TV, clear picture. $2,899. Wow. 4K. And right now up on the screen, they're showing some sample videos. This one's like something like in Rome. Aerial view, street view, building view, the river view. Everything is clear. It's pretty good. Samsung. Can't do wrong with Samsung. 4K. And all three side by side. There's a Samsung 75 inch, Vizio 75 inch. And a Sharp 70 inch. They're all 4Ks. So from the Samsung, I said, was $2,899. The Vizio 75 inch is $2,699. And the Sharp 70 inch is $1,849. So it's almost a $800 difference from the 70 inch up to the 75 inch. And from what I see, the Sharp $1,800 one is 70 inch smart TV, Wi-Fi, quad core processor. Wow, these new TVs have those new quad core processors in them now, like the ones I talked about on previous Rot Pod episodes. So quad core processor, smart TV, Android TV, 4 HDMI inputs. Wow, I'm interested to see what this one can do. Quad core processor, which means it should be able to scroll through menus pretty quickly, I'm thinking, which should be better than delays and lags and whatnot from your remote. So this is getting better electronics. In my case, out of these three, 75 inch, 70 inch, I would go with the 70 inch, $1,800, 4K. Not too bad. Cool. So let's go see what else we can find in this store. Oh wow, we got this Samsung 65-inch curved 4K for $1,979. Not bad at all. It's the curved screen. The only thing different about this one is it's just curved. Yeah, that's about it. 65-inch curved for about $2,000. I'm not really into the curved, but if you are, it's not bad for $2,000, 4K curved TV compared to the straight ones. And I should mention, as I'm walking around, if I hear some background interesting noises, people talking, I'll be sure to record it. Should be interesting. Oh, I just came across a Samsung 32-inch for $190. It's not too bad. This thing comes with a 720p. It's not the full 1080 HD TV like the others should be. But this one's a 720, 32-inch, 190. Not bad. Not bad at all. To make this better, it would probably be better if this was the 32-inch 1080p full HD Samsung TV. But you still can't go wrong. $190. 32-inch. You're not going to sit too far from it. You're going to be pretty close, which shouldn't make a difference. Maybe just watching regular TV. Playing games pretty close, not too far. Not too bad. So far so good. People just walking by, looking. Not really double taking. They just look and looking past. Not bad. Here's something that's pretty good. 4 terabyte portable hard drive. 4 terabytes for $140. Not bad at all. I still do need a backup. I do have backup hard drives, but the biggest one I have is 2 terabytes. Not bad at all getting the 4 terabytes. Oh, and right beside it is a 5 terabyte, $130. The only thing difference about this 130, 5 terabyte, and the 4 terabyte, 140, $10 difference for the bigger one, is the 4 terabyte is portable, which means you won't be able to put it in your backpack and whatnot. But the 5 terabyte, you can just leave it on your desk stand, desk table, work, home, or back up and put it away and take it out when you need to back up. Pretty good. Not bad at all. 5 terabytes, $130. And then right beside that, we got Seagate 2 terabyte portable for $80. So it jumps from 130, 140, 130 to 80 for 2 terabyte portable. That's the only thing that makes these a little bit more expensive, is being portable. So what I do is I have a 2 terabyte portable. I carry around with me in my backpack, and I don't need that much memory. If I do need more, I just dump all that back into the extra hard drives back at home, because those ones are bigger and have more space. So, but these are getting bigger and smaller, which means pretty soon maybe I'll be carrying around one of these 4 terabyte hard drives in my backpack. Not bad at all. And in this store, they have cell phone kiosk, I could say, or stands. And I'm tempted to ask one of them about what deals they have. But at the moment, there seems to be one person, and he's talking to somebody right now. So we'll see. I'll get back to you on that. See if it happens or not. Dash cam, HD dash cam, Cobra. Comes with an 8GB micro SD. This is pretty cool. Just mount it in your vehicles. Drive down the road, see what happens. It's a nice 1080p full HD GPS. Continuous loop recording. That just means you can pretty much keep this 8GB micro SD card in there, and you set it on continuous loop. So let's say one day you use the whole 8 gigs, and the next day or that day nothing happens, you could just hit record again the next day, and it'll record over the whole thing without you having to erase it, or without it telling you that the memory is out. It'll just record over everything. So the only time you would need to take that micro SD card out and save it is if something happens, then you would just take it out and dump it onto your PC, tablet, and you have your saved video right there. But other than that, you don't have to do anything to it. Just hit record while you're driving, and it'll continuously record, record, and record. So if you're ever wondering about that continuous loop, the GoPros have it also. You can just set it on continuous loop, and depending on how much video you want, maybe I'll do a little bit of a little bit of experimenting on that, see how much video it'll take to drive. Well, an average person maybe takes an hour both ways to and from work, and driving around to get errands, maybe 3-4 hours a day. So 4 hours, if you do 4 hours HD, it might come out to about 4 gigs. So you could potentially have 4 gigs and just record over and over again. Pretty cool, pretty cool. Let's see what else we can find.
It is 75% off. Real quick, what size bed do you sleep on? Okay, let me show you what members are doing here. So this is our king size set. Each one includes a fitted sheet, a flat sheet, and 2 pillowcases with it. Now on the website, the kings retail for $415. For members only, though, they're knocking that back to just $99 right now. Pretty awesome, right? Yeah, so I've had a lot of people grab them up for not only their own bed, but also for guest rooms. One lady picked up 4 or 5 sets for rental properties this morning.
So the king is $99?
Yeah, the king's just $99. You just need a set for yourself. What's that?
How much for the queen?
Queen is $95. It's normally $375 on the website, just $95 right now.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Are you looking at your own bed or for like a guest room or something?
No, it's actually. Can you tell me to feel it?
Pretty soft stuff, right? Now it is moisture wicking, so it keeps you warm in the summer and cool in the winter. I mean, it keeps you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. I was flip off them. And they are hypoallergenic, so it resists dust, mite, bacteria. Perfect if you have sensitive skin or allergies to it.
Thank you.
No problem. You have a great day, okay?
Yes.
That right there, this guy was talking about bed sheets. I'm right now one of the cell stands, and they got the new Droid Turbo 2, and this one's the one I was waiting for. Full retail price is $624. Dang! Droid Turbo 2, pretty good one. The Samsung Galaxy S5. Galaxy S6, full retail, $576. Wow. And I picked the Droid Turbo 2 over the S6 any day, like today. But not today, because I don't have $624 with me. Let's see what else they have. They got the Notes, Galaxy Note 5. Pretty cool. Nothing too new. Just everybody recognizes the Galaxy S series, which they're pretty good. Like I said, you can't go wrong with Samsung phones, Samsung TVs, whatnot. So. Cool. And if you're looking for any DSL cameras, they got the Nikon D7200, D5500, and the D7100. The higher the number, that's the latest model out there. So the lowest one is the D5500 going for $1,100, and then the 7100 going for $1,000, and the 7200 going for $1,500. If you can spend the highest amount, I would say get the latest model, but at the same time, you would need to do a little bit of research, because sometimes when they're really close, maybe like the 7100 and the 7200, there might be a slight difference or a feature that you might not like on the more expensive one. So, and one example was the not any of these cameras, but the Nikon 3200 and the Nikon D3300. The only difference about that one was that the 3300 had a screen that you could swivel around and you could view it at different angles, and the D3200, well actually no I'm sorry that's the D5500. Okay, so the D3200 and the D3300, the only difference on that was they used a different type of mirror on the 3200. They kind of did a feature on that where when you take pictures, it kind of adds like a little clarity to the picture. But for some people that takes pictures in different scenes, it kind of gives it a plus, a positive, a pro, I guess I would say, but in other cases it gives it a negative. So, but the 3300, they're pretty much similar. It's just some features that you might want or might not want. So when you're looking at DSLRs, go ahead and do a little bit of research on them before you spend the biggest amount. So cool. Yep. Yeah. Just an update on the Nikon 5500, 7100, 7200, 1000, 1100, and 1500. Pretty cool. And here are just a few of the movies. We've got the Star Wars Complete Saga, $90, Blu-ray. It's the Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. So here are the first six in order. And then the seventh, that's in theaters right now. Which is a good movie, you should go watch. And here's a spoiler. Darth Vader is dead. And cool, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, $23. Oh, and they got the complete bundle of Mission Impossible. They got Mission Impossible 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for $37. What? And today is Wednesday, so Minions came out. New Minions movie. Blu-ray. The first week is usually the best week to buy new movies. They're usually less than $20. You get the Blu-ray and DVD bundle. Always good. So if you want to check out Minions, it's out. It's out now. Get it. And as you can see, I'm not in a store that has all Blu-ray movies, DVDs out on the shelf. It's just some of the basic ones. So that's why I'm not able to go through all the movies. But if you guys like this, I'll be checking out different stores, checking out different electronics, games, movies, tech. Ooh, Star Wars The Force Awakens book for $15.49. I guess I should do hashtag books too, right? Books are always good. Fun to read. Read the book and then watch the movie. That's what I wanted to do for the Fifth Wave. You know the movie that's coming out, Fifth Wave? I think it's coming out January 18th, I believe. So I wanted to read the book and then watch the movie. But Mrs. B just wants to watch the movie. And little B, he pretty much wants to watch the movie too, rather than read the book. So, but... yep, cool. Let's see. And here's something. I found something on gaming, hashtag RotPod. 24-month gold membership for Xbox Live for $95. Usually it's, how much was it? For 1 year, it was like $55. For 2 years, it's less than $100, $95. That's pretty bad. You're saving just a little bit. But for 2 years, buy this one, you don't have to worry about it for another 2 years. Bam! Cool. And Halo 5 Guardians, Xbox One, $50. Just Dance 2016, $50. Both for the Wii and Xbox One, $50. Actually, the Wii one is $35. Wii! Just Dance 2016. It says new to play. Access to more than 150 tracks. Unlimited. Wow! You got Meghan Trainor, Calvin Harris, Demi Lovato, Iggy Azalea, Pitbull, David Guetta, One Direction, and Selena Gomez, Katy Perry, OMG. What? Yo, I am back in my vehicle. It's raining outside. Can you hear the rain? That's the rain. So, I guess what I can learn from this is listening to the podcast after I put it together and see if I can make some tweaks on the next one, such as the input volume, the mic volume, and whatnot. So, that was pretty fun. There wasn't pretty much any workers that were available. They were all talking to somebody. But there are other stores, other people, other stores with electronics, tech, gaming, movies. So, thanks for listening. Questions, comments, anything from you guys would be good. And I just want to say thank you for all the downloads since the last episode that I recorded. So thank you for the downloads. Keep supporting Rot Pod. Share. And until next time, we'll update you later. Peace.